This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Another episode, another day, hopefully more knowledge. For those listeners out there, welcome to PT Talker. This is Jeff Worrell, your host for the day. And joining me on the line is our expert for this week, Dr. Dan Roan. Dr. Roan is a licensed physical therapist, a DPT, DSC, OCS, after his name, and he's practicing at the Madigan Army Medical Center out in Washington State. Dr. Roan, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, sure. Glad to be here.
Okay, Doctor, you and I ran into each other at the combined sections meeting in New Orleans recently, back in February, and you were telling me about something that really caught my attention because it's a, you've actually been out of school practicing for 8 years, so you're on the younger side of things compared to someone like me. And one of the things that you've done is you've applied physical therapy to some applications for the iPhone, iPad, et cetera. What have you come up with?
Yeah, well, basically the idea came up from wanting to have a database of clinical tests, you know, for the orthopedic exam, where you could easily reference them, but not just the test, but also have the diagnostic properties, sensitivity, specificity, likelihood ratios, in an easy-to-find manner. And so originally I had been compiling all this information to maybe make a website, and then as the smartphone industry began to boom, the iPhone just seemed like a great platform for that. And so I compiled all the information and put it together, and the thing that I wanted to stress was we really didn't market this as a physical therapy app, and the reason why is, you know, we believe anybody that is managing patients with musculoskeletal disorders could use an evidence-based tool like this, and so physical therapists and orthopedic practice happen to, to be clinicians that do this, but we definitely don't want to limit that to just physical therapists. In fact, a lot of our other clinicians and other customers are, you know, family practice physicians, orthopedic surgeons, and whatnot. And it's great that a physical therapist happened to have made this, but we're trying to promote evidence-based practice.
Okay, so lots of clinicians can use the product, but let's go back to the very beginning. Tell me exactly for our listeners, what does this do? And if you can, relate it to maybe how a listener out there is handling getting this information now and how easy it would be or what you're bringing to the table with your iPhone app.
Sure. So, one of our apps, the one that I had just mentioned with the special test, you know, we have the traditional textbook or maybe a website that you might go and refer to a test, how to perform it. But a lot of these don't necessarily have these diagnostic properties. So I might be in the clinic, and more physical therapists and clinicians have smartphones with them, an Android or an iPhone, or even some clinics an iPod Touch. And I could pull it out, and I could look up a test by diagnosis, by body region, even alphabetically. I could pull up the test.
Okay,
I could
when you say test, which test are you pulling up? What kind of test?
Like okay, a strength so I'm test? Pulling up. No, they're diagnostic tests for example, in the knee, I could click on the knee and I could click on meniscus and there would be a whole list of meniscal tests like McMurray's, joint line tenderness. And then you can read we tried really hard to describe the test as it was originally described by the author. So in order for any of these tests to be included into the core app, they actually had to have been, there had to be a reference to each test in PubMed. So that had to be a peer-reviewed journal that actually mentioned the test. Mm-hmm. And then if there was diagnostic properties that looked at the sensitivity, specificity, likelihood ratio, you know, those things are important because they tell us which tests are more valid than others. You know, looking at the rate of false negatives, looking at the rate of false positives. If I have four or five tests that I can use for an ACL tear, for example, or to diagnose an ACL tear, well, I want to pick the test that has the strongest diagnostic properties because then if I get a negative or a positive, I feel much better that I'm not getting a false negative or a false positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So and then the therapist does the test using your app. Is there then some kind of can they put their findings into the app and get feedback, or is it just simply kind of one directional?
No, yeah. So it's one directional. They could pull it out. What happens a lot of times is, and what I saw happening, you know, what happened in the clinic, working with interns, residents, even myself, is sometimes we tend to modify the test a little bit. And so it's just nice to have a little reference to pull up and say, you know, was I doing that exactly the right way, or how was it originally described? And also, you know, I mean, we have a lot of students that go through our clinic, so it's a great tool to ask them, you know, so why are you using that test? And instead of, well, this is just what I learned, you know, to use that as a teaching moment and to start pushing, you know, for a change in practice that promotes using tests with stronger diagnostic properties. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily maybe change the way you do it, but hopefully on a more global level, you'll start thinking about the tests that you're using and which ones you shouldn't be using potentially and which ones you should be using to get better at your diagnostic exam.
Okay, so this is a good reference tool. This isn't replacing a therapist. This isn't doing something for the therapist. This is reference to help to have maybe more information right there at your fingertips, patient side, so to speak, to help you, you know, actually do better for the patient.
Absolutely. So, you know, instead of maybe having to flip through a book or a chapter, you can just, you know, type something in real quick, or you, with a couple of buttons, you're right there. You have it right there. It's going to help hopefully improve your skills as a clinician. There's a little video you can watch too, just in case, you know, you want to clarify the written text. But hopefully, it's going to improve practice by allowing us to have a little bit more evidence-based, you know, diagnostic exam.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into then. What are the different apps that are available?
Okay. So the core app, which stands for Clinical Orthopedic Exam, that's the first one that came out, which is the special test. And the other suite of apps are our manual therapy apps, our OMT apps. So they're called mobile OMT. And, you know, there's a lot of different schools of thought with manual therapy, a lot of backgrounds, even different clinicians, you know, osteopaths, and even within the physical therapy community, there's different schools of thought. So what we did is we took, my partner and I were both fellowship trained members of the American Academy of Orthopedic Manual Physical Therapists, and we tried to take the techniques that have been used in clinical trials, and we try to just pull those techniques out and put them together. So, again, this is a reference tool, but you can watch the video demonstrations on how to perform the techniques. And what we believe is a strength of these apps is that there's evidence summaries for every body region. So you can look at the techniques that were used for shoulder impingement, for example, and then you can pull up an evidence summary, and you can talk to your patient about the evidence that there is to support the treatment of their condition with manual therapy. You can use it to talk to doctors. You can use it to talk to insurers. You have all this evidence with PubMed abstracts, everything there to support your manual therapy interventions.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so then how would people get a hold of these apps? Through the iTunes store like we do our Pandora and all the other stuff we buy?
Yeah. So there's links to all of the apps from our webpage, clinicallyrelevant.com, but you can go to, and they're basically just links to the iTunes store, but you don't just have to have an iPhone or an iPod Touch or an iPad. You can, our apps are also available for the Android, so if you go for the Android market. And due to a lot of requests to make some of these apps available for the desktop, we just came out with our manual therapy app that's available in the Mac App Store. And so, you know, the only downside to that is that you have to have a Mac, an Apple computer, to be able to download that to your desktop or your laptop computer.
I see. Okay. And what kind of price range would the core app be?
So the core app is selling for $39.99, and the mobile OMT apps are selling for $29.99 each, and they're broken. So there's three. There's a lower extremity, an upper extremity, and a spine. So if you bought all three, you'd be spending $90 for the suite of three, and then the core app. But we thought that these were, looking at some of the other textbooks and DVDs and other things that have similar information, We felt that this was very competitively priced. In fact, quite a bit cheaper than a lot of the other traditional mediums that are out there.
Mm-hmm. And just in the last little bit of time we have left, how are sales going? And I would remind our listeners, this is a totally physical therapist-owned company, correct?
Yes, okay. Completely owned by physical therapists.
So how's it going?
The sales are going great. We've had, you know, universities can take advantage of the volume discount purchase program for students, and they can buy the apps in bulk. We've had universities buy our apps for their students in bulk and require them as text. You know, if they have smartphones, we've had professors tell them, well, we say you either have to have the app or you have to have this book, one or the other. And so they've been doing really, really well. One point just real quick that I'd like to make is, you know, these tools are great, but one of the things that we still don't know is, you know, exactly how these tools are changing practice, you know, and that's something we need to look at. Just because you have, you know, a cool reference tool on your phone or on your smartphone device, it'd be great in the future if we were able to show that, yeah, by having this, it actually changes practice. But, you know, maybe it's just a cool gadget to have, you know, it's, we don't know that yet, so there's right. some research hopefully in the works to look at that.
Right, and I would probably offer that there are probably some listeners out there who are skeptical or would maybe not view this information as valuable, but from what I see, having been in this industry for 25 years, is that things that I think are fads end up being the way it is. Not only just in physical therapy, but also in life. And I'm not turning up my nose at anything until it's disproven. So I want to congratulate you on being a leader in our industry and bringing us tools to physical therapists that they can use to help patients have better outcomes.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me here, Jeff.
All right, you're welcome. And you have been listening to Dr. Dan Rohn, who is a doctor of physical therapy at the Madigan Army Medical Center. Is that in Seattle?
It's in Tacoma, actually.
Tacoma, out in Tacoma, Washington. So the great Northwest, and he has been our guest today on PT Talker. And I want to remind you that should you have any questions or anything that I can help you with or provide more information, feel free to send an email to feedback@pttalker.com. Well, if you want to hear previous episodes, try dialing up when you get that app. Go over and search for PT Talker, and we're also available on iTunes. Would love it if you'd mention us to your peers working side-by-side with you in your physical therapy clinic. So this is Jeff Worrell saying so long, and I want to encourage you to help someone get well today. All right, thanks for joining us on this episode of PT Talker.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.